This is Nitro Game Injection.
Everybody, welcome to Nitro Game Injection. I'm your host, Kyle JCRB. Hopefully, I am coming through audibly and that you can hear me, because Windows 10 decided it was time for the big update, the 1803 update. Yup, it finally happened to me. Yup. Now I can't even wash the stink off. Anyway. I am here now. I think my levels are okay. I seem to be coming through according to the little bouncy decibel meter, so it should be okay. So, welcome to NGI. I'm Kyle JCRB, and you just heard The Hit Points from their self-titled debut album. That was Double Dragon Theme Mission 1 from Double a dragon. And that's freaking great. The hit points are freaking great. I don't know who they are, really. Like, I know they're people. I know they exist. But I think they're newcomers. And they are awesome. And their recently released album, The Hit Points, was the inspiration for this episode, which is all about bluegrass. I've done country before. Now I'm doing bluegrass. Yes, there is a difference. It's slight, but there is a difference. So, this episode is all going to be bluegrass. It's going to be a little bit shorter episode, just for a couple of reasons. Mainly because I don't have too much bluegrass, and also because I need a shorter episode today, guys. I got to be real with you. It's been one of those weeks. So, anyway, gonna get into some bluegrass goodness starting up right now with The World Is Square. Figured this was a good place to start. They are kind of bluegrass-ish band. Some songs are more bluegrass, some songs really aren't, or more just acoustic jams. But this particular one is from Bravely Default, from their album, their EP, their 2015 EP, Square Love. This one's called The Fascinating Flower Country. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. Thank you.
backwaters beyond fables and years. There's freedom in moving on. There's a silence that may be heard loud and clear. And a simple, wild and natural cadence. Keep my eyes open, keep my ears sharpened. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Oh, desperation, chasing horizon in the flame and the flow. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Oh, desperation, chasing horizon in the flame and the flood.
That right there was Expert Novice. Yeehaw, Expert Novice, coming in there with Not the Taxi You Whistled For. That's from Final Fantasy VII, covering the Chocobo Ranch theme. Chocobo Ranch theme, yes. Say it correctly, even though Chocobo will never sound correct to me. But whatever. I will not question the series' questionable pronunciation of things. Of course, Expert Novice, always great. Freaking, I don't know what that guy is. He's some sort of freaking music master. He's done everything. Like, that's the only bluegrass track he's ever made, and it's freaking perfect. Like, I don't know how this guy pulls it off. You could say he's an expert. I don't think he's a novice. He's just an expert. He should just chop the novice off his name and just be expert, because that's what he is. Before that, we had Chuck Reagan with the main theme to the game, The Flame in the Flood, also titled The Flame in the Flood. I have not played that game yet, but I'm digging the soundtrack, so I'm gonna have to check it out. But some good stuff there. A little bit more country-esque, but there's also some bluegrass flavor in the soundtrack too, so be sure to check it out. And of course, speaking of things you should check out, The World is Square from the album Square Love. Starting us off there, that was The Fascinating Flower Country from Bravely Default. Or Bravely Default, however you want to pronounce default. It's default. Coming up, I got a track that I've played a couple times before on this show since 2013 when it came out. Man, 2013, jeez. Does not seem like it's been that long since Spectrum of Mana graced our ears. Secret of Mana album, covering the entire soundtrack, a ginormous collaboration effort spearheaded by Fox Dragon. There we go. Spearheaded by Fox Dragon. And as a follow-up to the Chrono Trigger album that the team previously did. No, wait, it's the other way around. The Chrono Trigger album came after Spectrum. Yes, that's it. I had to remember that. SpectrumofMana.net is where you can find it. This particular track is from the group known as Wark. This group is John Weibel, Chunk Style, Kevin Lawrence, Jeff Ball, and Amanda Lepre. So an all-star lineup there of some excellent video game music remixers who came together and did this pretty excellent bluegrass arrangement of I Won't Forget from Secret of Mana. It's called Echoes of the Exiled. Keep it here. This is NGI. Thank you. That right there was Jonas Tunander with Bitpop Volume 2, from the album Bitpop Volume 2, I should say. It's Cool Cool Mountain from Super Mario 64. Before that, we had Digidis, Diodes, and Zyko coming together for Corn-Fed Kong from Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie's Double Trouble. Is it just me, or am I the only one who gets confused when thinking the subtitle for Donkey Kong Country 3 is Dixie's Triple Trouble? And I remember, wait, no, that's the name of a Sonic game. Sonic Triple Trouble. Yes, not Dixie's Double Trouble. It's kind of like a, I can't remember what it's called now. But either way, yeah, there's some wordplay going on there, but then I always get confused. I need some, I don't know. Someone should do a Dixie's Double Trouble and a Sonic Triple Trouble combo remix. I don't know why. They just should, so I can really get confused. And starting us off, there was Wark with Echoes of the Exiled from Secret of Mana. It's time to get into this week's featured album. You've already heard one track off of it. It's the one that started the show. That's right, I'm talking about The Hit Points with their self-titled debut album, The Hit Points. And I've got four tracks for you from that album right here, right now. You can find out more at materiacollective.bandcamp.com. Another excellent release from the folks over at Materia Collective. I highly recommend that you go grab this album, especially if you enjoy these samples. And it's right there, right on the top of the page right now at Materia Collective, so you can just go grab it. It's a $10 album, well worth the price. You get 12 excellent songs. Along with a 5 I'm playing today, you also get... What do you get? You also get Presentiment / Chrono Trigger from Chrono Trigger. You get remixes from Pokemon Red and Blue. You get Green Hill Zone from Sonic 1, which is the song that everybody always does from Sonic 1 when they need their token Genesis track, because sadly, Only one Genesis song on this. Only one Sega song. Also get Dance of Pales from Symphony of the Night. A remix from Journey, League of Legends, and Skyrim. So you got your good mix of modern and retro there. You've got some stuff that doesn't get too much coverage, and you got stuff that gets a lot of coverage. But hey, it's all good regardless. I'm going to be playing some of probably the more popular game tracks, I think. But I really love these. They did a really great job of translating them into bluegrass form. So I think you'll like this one. This starting us off, is actually going to be another one from Final Fantasy VII, which apparently the soundtrack lends itself well to bluegrass. This is Those Who Fight Further. And this is the Hit Points on Nitro Game Injection. Thank you. And that right there was The Hit Points with their self-titled debut album. The Hit Points, you just heard Athletic Theme from Super Mario World. Probably the most obvious choice they made for covers for this album. I don't blame them for it. It's a great song. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have played it. Before that, we had Ballad of the Goddess from Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, which Species is saying needs to be reversed, which stick around, we'll figure something out. And before that was Guile's Theme, because everything goes better with Guile's Theme. Bluegrass goes better with Guile's Theme, and also everything goes better with Banjo, like Guile's Theme. Guile's Theme goes better with Banjo. Banjo is like guitar, and it's like saxophone, in that everything is better with it. That's just kind of how these things work. I don't know if you knew that, but it's how it works now. So, just so you are aware, everything is better with Banjo, especially when you're fingering a banjo like a madman, like they were in that song. Holy crap. And then starting us off was Those Who Fight Further from Final Fantasy VII. Be sure to go check that out. Check out the Hit Points album at materiacollective.bandcamp.com. I highly recommend it. Speaking of things I highly recommend, Banjo Guy Ollie. Always a stalwart of the video game music remix community. He does some excellent work. And I would be remiss if I did not feature him on the Bluegrass special of NGI. Like, what is wrong with me if I didn't do that? Like, he's literally the banjo guy. Like, how could I not? So here's Undertale, Megalovania, from Banjo Guy Ollie. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. right there was Chris Amaterasu and Doc Nano coming together for Ave Mountain Breakdown from Xenogears. That is an overclocked remix track from... when was that from? Jeez, 2016? Okay. Let's see. This was originally a Doc Nano song. Teamed up with Amaterasu. Coming together to make something even more better. And violin is provided by Chris Amaterasu, and everything else is by Doc Nano. Doc Nano has always done some really good piano stuff, so definitely a great remix and a song that makes me want to hear, what is it? Crap. Bury My Shell at Wounded Knee, that's right. Bury My Shell at Wounded Knee from Turtles in Time as a true bluegrass track, not with rock elements, just like a straight up bluegrass remix of it. That song kind of reminded me of what that may sound like. I think that would be really cool, so. If anybody's out there and they're looking for a remix idea, I doubt it. But hey, you never know. May plant the seed, as it were. Before that, we had The 1-Ups from their very first debut album, The 1-Ups Volume 1. That was Andy Asteroids from Earthworm Jim. Getting crazy on the violin there. Fiddling away on the fiddle. And setting the stage for what The 1-Ups would become as they have grown and reshaped themselves over the years. And starting us off there was a Banjo Guy Ollie from his album BGO Volume 4. That was Megalovania from Undertale. And of course you can grab more from Banjo Guy Ollie over at banjoguyollie.bandcamp.com. He has tons of tracks there. All for your streaming and downloading pleasure. Definitely go check him out. He's a very talented multi-instrumentalist. He doesn't just do banjo, but that's kind of his main instrument, I suppose, but he does it all, really. He's a pretty versatile acoustic player. He does good stuff. And speaking of good stuff, well, good stuff always has to come to an end, sadly. And that's where we are at this episode of Nitro Game Injection. We are, in fact, at the end. I told you guys it was going to be a shorter one this week. I don't know if you believed me or not, but it was true. So, you're only getting about an hour and a half of NGI this week. No, you're probably not even going to get that much. Sorry, folks. An hour and 20. I guess that's good enough. It's good enough. But I do have some songs to close us out with. First up is, actually, The World is Square Again, except instead of The World is Square, this is The World is Rare. And they are down one member. It's four of the five members of The World is Square coming together for the Big Mad Attacks Presents DKC Mixed Ape 94 album. This title is always weird for this album. And the title of the song is called Crunky. Because, you know, it's a remix of Cranky Kong's theme, but, you know, it's Crunky. But yes, DKC Mixed Ape 94. Mixtape 94 is the pun. Get it? Get it? It's a free album. You can go download it. BigMadAttackPresents.bandcamp.com. There are a ton of arrangers on it. 35 to be precise. Along with The World is Rare, you've also got guys like Stemmage, Corey Johnson, William Reyes from The 1-Ups, Martial Art, Missing No, Jeroke, and a bunch of others. Droideka, 8-Bit Disaster. You gotta go check it out. Mega Beardo's on it. It's freaking great, man. This is a high-quality album by high-quality artists that you can get for free. Like, come on. Do it. After you listen to this. And closing us out will be none other than Critical Hit from their album Critical Hit Volume 1. Which is the only Critical Hit album that ever came out. and I don't think Critical Hit exists as an entity anymore, sadly. There was a bit of controversy when they first came around, as they were seen as kind of like a bit over-commercialized for video game music covers, which was an interesting and weird criticism when, I mean, we've been selling video game music covers since video game music covers have existed, practically. So, I don't know. It was a big kerfuffle when they came about, and then they had one album and then kind of went away. So, all for nothing? Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of how this community normally rolls a lot of the time when it comes to when it comes to drama. It gets a little bit blown out of proportion and then it's just done and it goes away. And it's never a big deal again. Well, there's like some sour grapes for a little while and then it just kind of peters out and dies off. So, no big deal. Because this is a great track, Angry Birds, main theme. Remember Angry Birds and how it used to be the biggest game in the world? It really doesn't seem like that anymore, does it? No, it does not. But hey, still got a great theme song. And kind of a bluegrass-esque take on it. Yeah, maybe a little more polished than most bluegrass styles. So I figured it was just a good one to close out with. And then there's some stuff coming up after if you stick around, so we're not quite out of here yet. Not quite out of the woods yet, as it were, but we're getting there. So, thanks everybody for tuning in to this edition of Nitro Game Injection. Hope you guys enjoyed it, despite its shortened nature. I'll be back next week with more video game music goodness. In the meantime, you can head on over to kngi.org. You can find archived episodes of NGI, along with many other great shows that you should also listen to, including Radio Overcoat by my good buddy Overcoat. Check it out. That's it for this edition of Nitro Game Injection. This has been episode number 317. Not to be confused with B-17 Bomber for the Mattel Intellivision. Look it up. It's a game that talks to you because the Intellivision had a little module that you plugged in that made it talk. It's kind of dumb. But hey, it exists. All right. That's it for NGI this week. It's July 14th, 2018, by the way. Just want to put that out there, just so you know. I'm Kyle JCRB, and I'm signing off for the day. See you guys later. Bye.